That's the sound of a forest near Sheboygan being mowed down. But conservationists say this kind of clear-cutting is not bad. That's because Michigan's forests are getting older. Younger forests used to be created by wildfires, but now we put those out, and that has created problems, Joe Vandermeulen explains.
Storms and wildfires once created openings in Michigan's old-growth forests, making way for new growth. But today, well over half of the state's forest lands are privately owned, and no one wants uncontrolled fires. In fact, lots of folks want to protect all their trees, and that creates a problem. Older forests alone can't support many of our most treasured birds and animals.
A lot of species that require young forest habitat during their life cycle are significantly declining. The main one that we're focused on is American woodcock. Their populations have gone down roughly 1% a year every year since 1968.
That's Eric Ellis, a regional biologist with the Ruffed Grouse Society. He's helping to create a series of clear cuts designed to restore young forest habitat.
And a lot of other species use the same habitat. Golden-winged warblers, chestnut-sided warblers, their species have been declining rapidly for decades now. And all the science is showing that the cause of that is because of habitat decline.
Loss of habitat is a big problem, and where it's lost is another concern. Birds migrating to and from Canada in the spring and fall need rest areas along the way, and just south of Lake Huron is a great spot.
When woodcock are starting their migration, they're coming across the lake, you know, that's a heck of an effort. It's not like they can float out there, you know, they're not ducks. They got to make it all the way across, and then they're looking for good habitat to land in and have cover and rest in.
And that's where the heavy equipment comes in. The Ruffed Grouse Society and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have partnered with a private forest owner to create a pattern of clear cuts in the older woods near Lake Huron. Here's Heather Rawlings, a wildlife specialist with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
What we're doing is we're taking a strip of this more mature forest and we're cutting it to allow that sunlight to come in and penetrate this area. And then in about 5 years, we're going to come over and cut the next strip next to it. So we have a variety of different ages of stands of trees in there that'll keep that younger forest and provide all the habitat that's required for all the life stages of these birds and critters.
Making space for dense young forest to regrow is a job for the habitat machine. That's a bulldozer-like machine on tank treads with a spinning drum of tough metal teeth in front. It chops and grinds the trees in its path, leaving a woody compost behind. These clear cuts look pretty ugly at first, but alder and aspen sprout quickly to reform a dense young forest within a few years. The big challenge, Heather Rawlings says, is convincing forest owners that clear cuts like this can be a good thing.
Our landscape has been broken down into smaller and smaller parcels, and a lot of folks don't want to see a clear cut anymore. They like the older trees, the bigger trees, to hang on to. Unfortunately, when you do that, for some of the forest species out there, like aspen, if you don't cut it, you lose it. If they're allowed just to grow old and die on their own, they don't regenerate.
And it's not just landowners' aversion to clear cuts that's reducing wildlife habitat. Forest researchers say that our changing climate is also threatening many tree species in Michigan, including aspen and birch. And that's still another reason to manage forests like this.
You know, regardless of your thoughts on climate change, if you enjoy these birds at all, whether it's viewing them or just knowing they're there or hunting them, you have to have the habitat.
Having the right habitat in the right places are keys to protecting wildlife and threatened bird species like woodcock and golden-winged warblers. But all things change. Property changes hands, and trees age. So landowners may need to hit the reset button from time to time. For Interlochen Public Radio, this is Joe Vandermeulen.